News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A cluster of COVID-positive women experienced stillbirth earlier this year. HSE maternity staff were issued an alert yesterday after coroners identified coronavirus infection of the placenta as a factor in four stillbirths in January and February. And I'm joined now by Professor Peter McKenna, head of the HSE Women and Infants Health Programme. Peter, could you just outline to us what we know so far about this? Because I have no doubt that women are extremely worried about this morning.
Well, maybe if I talk you through the sequence as to how we got here, I think that might be useful. About 10 days ago, we were communicated with by the coroner to say that they were aware of two cases in the east of the country where infection of the placenta had been blamed for the cause of the baby's death. It's unusual for the coroner to contact anybody. It's unusual for him to contact us before they hear a case. And I should emphasize what has been said before, and that is that these cases haven't yet gone through the coroner's process, so these are preliminary findings. Shortly after we heard this, we heard about another two cases in the south of the country, and the findings were similar. That is that the babies had died from infection of the placenta due to COVID. And we felt that this information was such that we couldn't sit on it. We had to communicate it out to the maternity system, and that's what happened last Friday. And a notice went out alerting them of this and suggesting that if women presented who'd had COVID, who were concerned about their baby's well-being, that additional measures should be taken to reassure the women that the babies were well, and possibly that the surveillance kept on the baby should be enhanced.
Okay. As I said, I'm sure there are many, many women who are pregnant who are extremely worried this morning. Is there changed or additional advice now for pregnant women?
I think the first thing to say is that it does seem unusual that a year into a pandemic that we're only hearing about this now. We've had maybe 50, 60,000 births in Ireland since the pandemic started, but there have been millions across the world. And one would have expected that if this phenomenon was frequent, that it would have come to light in other countries. So the first thing to say is that the relevance of the information that we have has yet to be formally assessed.
Okay.
This is at a preliminary stage. But meanwhile, what should pregnant women do? I would have thought that the appropriate thing to do is to continue avoiding acquiring the infection as best as possible, and we all know the public health measures in place to do that. And secondly, if they do have concerns about their baby's well-being, that they should share this with the hospital that's looking after them, and the appropriate tests will be done. And the appropriate
and by concerns, just Peter, by concerns, do you mean things like reduced fetal movements, things like that? Because obviously they're all going to have concerns. There won't be a woman out there who is pregnant currently that is listening to us this morning that isn't concerned. But if there's something changing, if there is an issue that they are concerned about, are you talking about things like fetal movements?
Yes, specifically decreased fetal movements. The notice did use that as an example of a woman presents with decreased fetal movements. It might be prudent not just to carry out tests on the day to reassure the woman that all is well, but probably to repeat those on an ongoing basis.
Okay.
And similarly, it might be prudent to consider having a lower threshold to intervene to induce labour or to deliver the baby slightly
early. So for doctors, well, lastly and briefly, if I can ask you, if this, I mean, I know what you're saying, that this may be an anomaly, we don't know at this point, but if it turns out that it isn't, will obstetrics be pushing for women who are pregnant to be moved up the vaccine schedule?
Well, as I said, it's very difficult to put this into context in the absence of other collaboratory evidence internationally. But were it to be true, it certainly would change the landscape, okay. I would have thought, in terms of vaccination for pregnant women. But as Dr. Ronan Glynn did point out last night, it's very much preliminary.
Okay.
And these have got to go through the coroner's process, and other evidence internationally
okay.
will have to be sought to confirm this.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Professor Peter McKenna, head of the HSE Women and Infants Health Programme. The bottom line is, anyone out there who is worried, seek medical guidance as soon as possible. And also, we don't know if this is an issue really or not, so please try not to worry for people.